Mitzvahs. We saw his introduction and his agenda in Sefer Mitzvahs and in setting up the Yudalit Shirashim, his attack on the Bahag. In the first Shoresh, the Rambam went on a rampage, you could say, against the Bahag. And his problem was that the Bahag counted Mitzvahs Rabbanan within Tayag Mitzvahs. And the main thrust of the Rambam's argument was the Memra and the Gemara, which is the whole basis that we say there are Tayag Mitzvahs, the Gemara at the end of Makis, Tayag Mitzvahs, Nemo Moshe B'Sinai. And therefore, you can't establish Mitzvahs Rabbanan as part of that, because it's, after all, talking B'Sinai. Okay, and there are many other things that come up in the Rambam, especially with Losasser, which we'll get to later. Now, the Ramban is going to defend the Bahag, and he's going to mention the specific problems that the Rambam laid out against the Bahag and try to defend the Bahag. In other words, the Rambam asks Kashis, why not list Ervin, why not list other things that we know are Drabbanans, why do you only draw the line where you did and only mention those things? The Rambam is going to have answers for this. But before he gets to that, the Ramban makes us think twice about the whole idea of Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Ramban points out, where do you know that there's such a thing called Tayag Mitzvahs? Everyone takes it for granted. All the piyutim and the shirim and the poems that are so ubiquitous, as the Rambam himself mentioned. But like, how do we know that this is necessarily the case? There's a statement in the Gemara, Rabbi Simlai, and this is what he said. Why do I have to start quibbling? Why doubt? Why rock the boat, says the Ramban? Because we find a lot of times in the Gemara, machlokas in between Tanayim about a particular inyan, whether it's a mitzvah or not. Mitzvah versus rishus. And we had a list of things that the Ramban mentions, the kineis ishto by Sota, and lo yitama by a kohen, bimitami himself for the krovim. We have lo yavdil regarding chatas ha'of. Chametz bePesach before Fnei Zmano LeAchaz Zmano, the Goyes Nimkar Achiv, Kriyas Shema. Okay, Kol Cherem. So we have all different inyanim that may or may not be a mitzvah. And now, depending on what the mitzvah, we have a whole other inyan that's going to be nafka mina from this. And the Gemara doesn't make a big deal about that. So that was one of the issues that the Ramban made. You have to point out, according to one man, the Amar, where it's a Rishus, you're going to have to find another thing to make up Taryag. And according to one who counts Taryag, and this is part of Taryag, then what you added would not be a mitzvah, and all this should be part of a Shakav Atari in the Gemara. We don't find it. Fine, that's the first thing. Now we're up to, the Ramban is going to continue. Hold on to your seatbelts, we're going to try to cover some ground inside. V'chein ra'isi od. Okay, this is what we're up to. Says the Ramban first, V'chein ra'isi od shenemru bazen midrashim rabim v'asmachtos heim tema be'enai. We find all kinds of midrashim that have remazim connected to Taryag, which are very astounding to me. For example, shedarshim b'tzitzis. This is quoted by Rashi in Chumash and many Rishonim. Uzchartem is kol mitzvus Hashem. So in what sense is generating a zechira on all the mitzvahs? So Rashi quotes, and the Midrashim are saying, Minyan shel tzitzis begematria sheish meos. If you write out the word tzitzis male with two yudin, so tzadi yud is 200, and tough is 400, is 600. Right? The yesh betzitzis shmona chutim. So the eight threads is eight. The chamisha ksharim, that's the meaning that we make five ksharim. Five sets of ksharim. Hare tayak. Vizel kosvo rashi the perusho perushia Torah. The ein yodea imagodahi. I don't know if it's a medrash somewhere. Umikom makom einam in a Torah. This cannot be shot in the pasuk midaraisa that this is what's required, that you have to make five ksharim and eight chutim, because it's not simple, it's a machlokas. The Gemara has machlokas b'sham b'silo. According to b'silo, you start with three chutim, which become six, not four, which become eight. So then you're missing out already two of the seven, because you're counting eight chutim toward Taryag. And furthermore, v'aksharim chamisha hech yimnu b'torah. To count five ksharim? How could that be? She'in chiyuva min haTorah el b'shnei ksharim. The Chiyuv Daraisa, says the Rabban, is two ksharim. Now, a bit unclear what he means two, because he quotes the Gemara, Kidamin Perkat Cheles, Shema Minah, Kesher Ha'el Yon Daraisa. Rashi learns there that Kesher Elyon is the one that's closest to the Chutim, those furthest away from the Beged. You make a Kesher right away, and then you make Krichos, and then you have a Kesher. So Kesher Elyon the Raisa, that you have to do a Kesher. Why? You can't just say that the draping from the Beged. If you would say, says the Gemara, that it's no Chiyuv the Raisa to do a Kesher, then what do you need the Torah to be matir kelayim betzitzis? That means to say the beged is pishon and the tcheles is semer. So the Torah teaches us by putting the issur shatnis next to the mitzvah of dilum tasilach in Parshas Kiseitse that we doche kelayim for the sake of mitzvah tzitzis. But l'chayra, how could you say that? V'hakaymalon hatokif tkifa achas ein achibur. If you just put one stitch and you don't come back and do another stitch, so it's not really a chibur for gabi shatnis. So what is akasha? So then what right do you have to be doche kilayim through tcheles? After all, if you don't require a kesher, so it's no worse than tkifa achas. You just go stitch one, and you don't come back, so it's not really a kesher, and that's not a chibur, and therefore it's not a problem of shatnis. So how come you have a problem of dechia here that you have to say yudoche kelayim betzitzis? So you see, lishma minada midoraisa kesher elyon doraisa. So you see that you have to have a kesher. So what do you see? Only how many ksharim are doraisa? So where says kesher elyon? The Ramban says two. What does he mean? He starts by saying two. Then the Gemara says kesher elyon. The kasher is the only five. Yeah.
There has to be two if there's a kesher elyon.
It means because you have to do first do a kesher, then the krichos, and then do the other kesher. Could be.
If there's kesher
elyon,
the top one, which is referring,
well, the top
has to be a bottom one. If there's a top one.
Yeah. So in other words, the Gemara is assuming you have to do another one in order to get to the elyon. Okay, could be. Could be that's what it means. The other thing I was thinking is that we generally, but I don't think this is the right pshat. When we do a kesher in the tzitzis, so we do twice. Right, because that makes it a real strong kesher. Don't just do one kesher, do it twice. But I don't think that's effective, and it wouldn't take away from the five, because every one of the five is like that, so it wouldn't help you. So probably your thing is correct. Kesher elyon, so you had the top and then you had the bottom. But meanwhile, not five. So, weiter, how do you build a remes out of tzitzis? Now, the emes is, I found an answer in this kasha. This is interesting. In the Sefer, a year ago, this came out. The Yeshua comes out twice a year. It's a very thick volume of all kinds of Chiddushei Torah from Gaona Yisrael, from past, and also people today. I wrote a few times for them as well. So a year ago, in the Nissan Tavshin Ayin Hey, they printed, it was just after Zell Gepstein was Nifter, Zell Gepstein himself from Shabbat Torah, and he was tremendously fond of Sefer Mitzvahs. He has Ksavim upon Ksavim of Sefer Mitzvahs. So they published the first installment, I guess, of his Chiddushim, so he has a section on Shorash Aleph and Gematria Shel Tzitzis. That's a section. So he brings this paragraph that we just read of the Ramban, and he brings all the different places that we find this Medrash. Rashi quotes it. It's a Medrash Rabbah, Pashas Korach, Medrash Tanchuma, many Rishonim quote it. And how do you get to 613 from Tzitzis? There's other problems as well. It's written in the Torah Tzitzis with only not two Yudin, and we're counting two Yudin. Another Kash, the Rabban Chumash asked that. Lamaisa, he wants to say something very simple. The Ramban is assuming that the way it works is that this is a raya that minyan tayag is doraisa because tzitzis is a certain way. So that indicates that you have to have five kesharim doraisa. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Since that's not what the rishonim mean, that's not what the midrashim mean. Midrashim mean that because we have a masora tayag, so therefore the minyan became that we have a chutim, five ksharim. So it's not that must be the raisa that we have the five ksharim. It's that the minyan tayag is a davar mekubal, which is the Ramban is going to end up saying that as well after all his back and forth. And the meila, that's why we try to make tzitzis work to conform to that remez. Therefore, the kasha falls away. All right, this is another point. Let's go right. So now, I have all these problems here. Like, is it really such a sacrosanct number of 613? So now he says, but we have Rabbi Simlai. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Simlai is not necessarily everybody's opinion. Rabbi Simlai said what he said. V'ulai nomar. I mean, There are indications that the 613, and Rabbi Samlai said it. V'ulai nomar. Shezu ha-meimra. Shel Rabbi Samlai. Eina divi hakol. Now again, he's trying to neutralize the impact of the sacredness of 613. Yeah, Rabbi Samlai holds that way. Not everybody holds that way. V'yesh b'machlokas. Ella, Rabbi Samlai mana ha-mitzvos lefi daito usfaraso behen. Umitzan kimisprazet. In other words, is there halacha Moshe Misinev Tayag at this point in the Ramban? No. Rabbi Samlai did his count and came up with 613. The Yisr Behen Adrasha Hazu. He means now the Indian of the Ramach and the Shasa. And then you're going to have Rav Hamnuna making the remez of Torah Tzivul and Moshe. Okay. The Yisr Behen Adrasha. Again, I don't know if the Drasha means the Torah Tzivul and Moshe. That was Rabbi Hamnuna. So it could be the drasha means the keneged, maybe that, unless he's already alluding to the drasha of Rabbi Nuna as well. I'm not sure how to read the Yisra drasha hazu. If it's going on the Torah Tzivul and the Moshe, it's going on the Ramach keneged and the Shasa keneged. The Al Kain. So what do I gain by saying it's a machlokas? The Al Kain lehikshul mimena Rabbi Shmuel. Remember we had all these cases of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva argue Rishus Chova. So the Gemara never asked Rabbi Shmuel that he holds Rishus in all those cases. That bichisar shalosh mitzvos aseh, and that was for the Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shimon that he only counts the Issur Chametz on Pesach itself, not lefnei zmano, not la'achas zmano. So bichisar shtei mitzvos lo aseh. Yehuda has extra. So how come Rav Shimon has he going to accommodate tayag? No tayag. Okay, he doesn't have to accept tayag. Avol im yachzru lehem. No, if let's say they're short for tayag, lo yo the best nachta azu v'minyan hazeh. They won't necessarily have to subscribe to this asmachta and to this minyan. So the Ramban is saying, Shani the machlokas. But now, if that's the case, now what should we accept the halacha? If you were to say the halacha, if what means the halacha, might not mean the halacha, but what is the, how does the Masora Paskin on this question, should it be a machlokas? Tanoim. So what is the consensus within Chazal? Should we accept Tayag or not? So that's what he says now. Aval bishenavi osa b'machlokas, even though we're going to bring it into the realm, to the arena of machlokas, the Tayag is shani b'machlokas. Know there, we'll grant this much. Know there, you have to get used to the language here. It's different, you're not used to reading the Ramban, you know, in this context. Know there shehi halacha. We have to acknowledge that it's in fact the halacha. Halacha meaning the accepted view by Chazal, and you know why? Lefisha sugis b'talmud kain. And he's going to quote now a whole group of Gemaras that take for granted, like Messiah Chavituma, like the way the Gemara is speaking, that there's Tayag mitzvahs. For example, Kedemit b'shvus in the Darim, and he quotes a Gemara that says the following, V'lei maluhu kainu avodazara v'chol ha-Torah kula inami sheish meros u'shlosh esrei mitzvahs shenemru. Let me give you the context here of the Gemara, just so you understand better. What is the Gemara discussing? The Gemara is discussing the idea of a Shvua being al-das. Can I have my own mind, my own agenda when I say the words of a Shvua? Does it have to be not naturally according to what the Basin accepts to be the meaning of my words? Or can I have my own tights, my own mind about what I'm saying? So the Gemara is mefalpo in this question, both in the Darim and in Shvuas. So let me read you from Shvuas here, Shvuas Chavtes. The Gemara says, Gemara has cases a person should, you know, make his own vocabulary and have in mind in these words, you know, his own definition, which has nothing to do with what the accepted norm of those words is. So the Gemara says, and that's why you might have to say to the person, you know, we must be you al das based to avoid such a, you know, convoluted interpretation that he might be thinking about. So the Gemara says as follows. We say we mashbia him. We say al shelo al daitchan mashbin ela al datein of hadas beizdin. Why do we have to do that? My time. We're afraid maybe he's going to give his own definition in his mind for what he's saying. Sigmar says no. The reason why we say al das beizdin is because of a story of Kanya Derava. You know the Kanya Derava story. A guy has a cane. And he asked the guy who he's swearing that he owes, that he paid money back, he gives him the cane to hold while he takes the shvuah. Meanwhile, the money that he owed is in the cane, so he's expecting to get the cane back. So meanwhile, he takes the shvuah that I paid you, which is technically emes. And then what happened? The guy was furious. What do you mean you paid me? He threw down the cane, and it opened up, and all the money spilled out. So you see that technically it was literally emes, but it was not an emes shvuah. So that's why you have to say. So Gemara says Tashma. So here I'll be posing the question: can a person have his own das in the shvuah or not? The chaymat sinu kisheishbiya Moshe as Yisrael. Moshe mekar Yisrael swear in Avos Moloch in Parshas Kisavo in Parshas Nitzavim. Amar lehem de'u shelo adaitchem ani mashbiya eschem el adas hamakom ba'adaiti. So why does he have to say that? Va'amai leimalu kaimu my de amar loka. Fulfill what God said. So why do you have to say Amishbiya you aldaiti? Must be Lamishum Demaski Adatai Avodas Kochavin. Eloka. Eloka means one thing for you and one thing for me. Lomishum Davodas Kochav Nami Ikri Eloka. In other words, no, that's different because Eloka could actually mean Avodah Zarah. So that's not a right. One says, I have another way he could do it. Vilay Maluhu Kaimu Torah. What does he have to say? Aldas Daiti Kaimu Torah. Gemara says Torah Chad Torah. Torah means one Torah. Now Toshe Bope Vilema Kaimu Shtei Torahs. So now you know Toshe. This is no Shtei Torahs. Torah Chatas. Torah Asher. Kaimu Kor Torah Kula. The Gemara says Avodah Yisrael Chavim. That could be Avodah Zarah. They'll observe that. The Amamar but Chamur Yisrael Chavim is called Kor for Barkamod B'Chol Torah Kula. Here's what we want for the Ramban's quotation. Vilema Luhu kaimu mitzvah. What says mitzvah? Chada mitzvah. Kaimu mitzvos. Tarti. Two mitzvahs. Kola mitzvos kula. Mitzvah sitzis. Shkula sitzis. Can you call it to a kula? The lema luhu kaimu sheish meyos ushlosh esve mitzvos. This is in Shavuos. What's in the Darim? Because he must be quoting from the Darim. Because what I just read didn't say it. Yeah. In the Darim, it's like this. Okay, some of the same shak back and forth. Torah Achas, Torah Schatas, and so on. Then he says, the Lishtava Yasun de Mekaima Torah, Koat Torah Tomasha Bariska Chavim. The Lishba Yashon, the Mekaimton Avodas Kochavim, the Torah Kula. This is what the Rabban is calling more from the Dorim than from Shavuos, at least in our Nusach and Shavuos. Let him make it be Mashbiya them that they're going to keep Avodas Kochavim, the Torah Kula. Inami, alternatively, Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esrei Mitzvahs. And the Gemara gives answers, different answers in the Dorim and the Shavuos. The Rabban points out in the Dorim, it's a different answer to the Gemara's. So what does the Ramban say? This is what the Ramban is actually quoting from our Gemara in Adarim. In Shavuos, it's not quite the way it's quoted in the Ramban here. The Lemalu Kaima V'Dezar V'Chol Torah Kula. So that would plug every hole. Inami, alternatively, let Moshe say the Nusach Hashvu will be Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs to Nemre. So what do you see? The Pashtus in the Gemara take for granted that there's such a thing called Tarei Mitzvahs. V'anu made them izeh shezeh lehem minyanim shel mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, yeah, but maybe I could deflect it. You know why? Because the Gemara had two possibilities in phrasing the question, right? How did the Ramban quote the question? Let Moshe tell them, observe avodah zarah v'chol haTorah kula, one possibility. Or Moshe could have said, observe tayag mitzvahs. So why does the Gemara offer two possibilities? Zok the Ramban, Afa b'shiyesh lomar, ki akusha harishona, which was what Avodah Zarah v'chol haTorah kula, haisa l'dvei Yaakov. That would go according to even the Tanoim that don't necessarily accept Tayag as the number of mitzvahs. Shmuel, for example, who doesn't have Tayag. That was the first possibility. So Moshe Rabbeinu should say, observe chol haTorah kula and Avodah Zarah. Vashnia, Inami, that you should observe Tayag, Nemra Gedaita Shabbat Samroi. Ufisha Luhuska Begimar, Minyanachid. There's never any another number that we find this in the Shah, so Tayag. Okay, so maybe you could have said that. But now there's more. Okay, so that was one Gemara. Right. Ubi Gemara Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva. This is a famous Gemara about Matan Torah, all those Gemaras in Perek Rabbi Akiva. Amru. Shiver Saluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu did a number of things without getting permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nidaito, and Hashem was maskim. One of the things was, he broke the Luchos when he came down on Shiras of the Tammuz. What was the basis? What was his reasoning? So Gemara brings a Kavachomer. What was his Kavachomer? He said, Uma Pesach. She achas mitaya mitzvos. This is Lashon of Gemara in Moshe's mind. Pesach is one of the Tayag. And the Torah says about that on the Torah called Benecha lo yochabo. The person is a mumar, and he doesn't believe in Hashem. He can't partake of Karban Pesach. Ko Torah kula kan. Here we have the whole Torah in Aseres HaDibros. The Yisrael Mishum Madim. And they are now in a state of being Mishumid. Interesting. Kar Yisrael's tacit allowing of the ego to be made, it puts him in a status of Mishumid. Okay, that's how he says. Alachas kama v'kama. So what do you have in this Gemara? Klachayah, the Gemara puts in Moshe's mind what? Lashon Taryag mitzvahs. Right? You see? Dava muskam in the Gemara very often. Ubi Gemara Yavamis, Amru Benami, coming up on Shavuos. So what does the Gemara quote in the discussion there? That they're having back and forth Nami and Ruas. The Amar Ruas. You sure you want to become Jewish? Mefagdinan Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esrei mitzvahs. The Gemara, Astama the Gemara. It's not just Rabbi Shimloi tucked away at the end of Makkos. Astama the Gemara. In Yevamis over here by Nami and Rus, in Shabbos Pezayin, in the Darim Chavtei, talks about Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esrei mitzvahs. So what do you see? Zozaina Machokes. Could be. But clearly the gravity, the center of gravity in this Gemara is halacha that there's Taryak. Nispashit Haminya Zet Ma'od Behagados. We just mentioned Gemara. Now we're going to talk about Chazal in general, Midrashim. There was no Bar Ilan, right? The Rabban knew all this, right? That was his Bekiyas. He had knowledge of all these Chazal. Kimosha Amud, now we get another Gemara, another Medrash. Kimosha Amud, Bishas Rabba, Am Rav Yudin, Rav Simon. Ra'ui Haya Adam HaRishon Sheti Nasin Torah Al Yado. Really, Adam HaRishon should have been the one to mekabel the whole Torah. Umatam, Zeh Sefer Todos Adam. This is the book of the generations of man. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzir Kapai, he is my creation. Ve'eni nosin lo, I'm not going to give him Torah. Chazav ve'amar, then Hashem stepped back and said, Sheish mitzvos nesati. Well, I started with six. The Midrashim say six, some say seven. The Rambam quotes in Melachim, Hilchos Melachim, that it was six for Adam, and Noach got the seventh, even Menachai. That's Midrashim also that way. I gave him six mitzvos, ve'lo yochel lami ba'achas me'am. One of them he couldn't withstand. Which one? Chet with Eifadas. Yeah, so how does that correspond to one of the
Gezel.
Six? What?
Gezel.
Could be Gezel. Or could be Avodah Zarah, maybe. You know, if you go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, maybe that's like Avodah Zarah. You have to know what it means in the Medrash. There's another, there's a Rashi in Vayikra that says, Adam ki yakrib mikem karban, just like Adam wasn't makrib min HaGezel, shako hayishalo. So then, it sounds like it wasn't Gezel, unless maybe Dafka, that was the one thing that was Gezel. Okay, he couldn't withstand, one of the mitzvahs he couldn't keep. So, one out of six he already failed, right? The hechani no singo, masayim ba'aboyim, usmona mitzasei, usshlosh beretz v'shishim v'chameish, mitzvos asei. Ad kana medrash v'reshis rabba. What do you see? The medrash is mentioning the famous number, 248, 365. Okay, it's interesting. You know, think about it for a second. In Tanayic literature, you don't really see the Tayag mentioned. These are all Midrashim from probably Amoraim, early Amoraim. Rav Shimloi is an Amora. And these are Midrashim. You don't really find, I don't think you find a Tosefta, you don't find a Mishnah, it's Gemaras. So it's interesting as well. So you have this. V'chein b'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma u'b'medrashi agada achem hurgulu l'haski ha'schum hazeh. Oh, so what do you see? That obviously there's a consensus, but now the Ramban says, hold your horses. Avo ra'isi b'medrash chazis. When the Ramban calls medrash chazis, he means medrash shir hashirim. This is true in the Ramban al Torah too. Medrash chazis for the Ramban is medrash shir hashirim as follows. Also in the Ge'er for Shavuos. It says as follows. This is how he quotes the medrash. B'shu ben Levi v'rabbanim. There's a machogis b'shu ben Levi and the Chachamim. Shu ben Levi is really the bridge between Tanaim and Amorayim. Levi was a contemporary of Rebbe. You know that, right? Avodah Shmuel and Levi. also contemporaries, and Yeshua ben Levi was, you know, the very last Mishnah of Mishnais is what? Nuksin? Anyone ever hear or see him on Shas of Mishnais? Of Yeshua ben Levi, Shayolamos. That's Yeshua ben Levi. It's a discussion, he was a Tana or an Amora, probably an Amora, but very early. Anyway, Yeshua ben Levi and the Rabbanan disagree as follows. Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Shnei Dibros Shamu Yisom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Vo Yilecha. Kal Yisrael heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu two Dibros. Hadou Dechsiv, that's the meaning of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeni Minashikos Piyu, Minashikos Piyu, from the kisses of his mouth, Vago Koan Nishikos, not all the kisses. In other words, two out of the ten, Kal Yisrael heard. Rabban Namri, they disagree, they say, Kol HaDibros Shamu Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They heard, Kal Yisrael heard all ten. It's interesting, Rabban Chumash discusses this inyan as well. He says that they heard all ten, they only understood two. But anyway, this is a machlokes in Medrash. Did they hear two? Did they hear all ten? Rabbi Shua de Sachnin b'shem Rabbi Levi explains, time of the Rabbanan, the reason for the Rabbanan who hold what? The Kali Yisrael heard all ten. Because Acha Koa Dibros Ksiv, after the Aseret Dibros, we're going to be reading this in Shavuos Mitzvah Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Daber ata imanu v'nishma'a. In other words, right after B'chua Shalom Reyecha, right after the last Aseret HaDibros, you have in the Chumash, V'chol Ha'am, Ro'am Mes HaKolef, Mes HaRapidim, Beis Kol HaShofar, Mes HaHor HaShein, V'yar Ha'am V'yanu'u, V'yamdu Me'vachok, V'yomru El Moshe, Daber Ata Imanu V'nishma'a. You speak to us. V'ali Daber Kim Imanu Penamus. So what do you see? That all ten, they heard from Hashem, and now they're requesting that going up forward, we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak, you should speak. So that's a raya that they heard all ten, yeah? So the Medrash continues, Ma Ovad Lo Rabbi Shuben Levi, what is he going to do with this? Rabbi Shuben Levi said that they only heard Minashikos Piyu, they only heard two. So Polig, he'll argue and say, Sh'ein Mukdam Ucha Bator. In other words, when did they come with this argument, Dabar Taimanu? After the two. It's written after the Chosh El Reyecha, Ein Mukdam Ucha Bator. So, this goes after two. In fact, the Medrash, or Eno Medaber El Dabar Taimanu Shmai Alach Hashnaim Shlosha Dibros. How do you know two? Maybe three. How do you know exactly where to put it? It's Eimu Hudula. Okay, so put it earlier. Maybe three. Rav Zayir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Simon, Rav Shuba Levi, Tafis Shitase. He follows the following Shita. Amar Siv Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Kol HaTorah Kula Sheish Meos Ushlosh Esrei Mitzvahs Havi. Torah Begimatria Ola Kaminyan Tafesh Yud Aleph Mitzvahs. Diber Moshe Imanu. In other words, the remez of Rav Hamnuna. In other words, that's the answer. How do we know it's after two, not after three? Because of the remez. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So now we figured out the Minashikos Piyu must have been two. Bram, Anochi Vlo Yilcha, this is all the Medrash, Lo Shemanam Pi Moshe, Elam Tikar Shbaruch Hu, Hevi Omer, that's the meaning of the Pasuk that we started, Yishakim Minashikos Pi, I can't be a Gadazu. Now, comes the Ramban now and analyzes. So what do you see here in this Medrash? What do you see in this Medrash?
It comes out that we're not moving like a
Hum. Oh, beautiful, you're right on target. Vine, Midrasho, so Rav Hamnuna was the one who came along after Rav Zimuay's statement in Makis. Rav Zimuay was the one who said that there's Tayag Mitzvahs, right? This is the famous Gemara Makis on the Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Rav Hamnuna comes as Maikra, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha, Torah Gematria 611. So now, here we're putting that together with Rav Yeshua ben Levi. But the Chacham said that Kali so heard all the Aseret HaDibros, right? So it says Ramban, Vine Midrasho Shou Rav Hamnuna, She Mana Torah Tziva and Moshe, he counted the words Torah Tziva, Torah Begmatria, Haim, Torah Begmatria, Tafresh Yudalis, Haim Bekan Divrei Yachid. So now, wait, until now he's saying the center of gravity is like Rav Simulai. All these Gemaras he quoted and the Medrash by Adam Arisha. Now he has this Medrash Chazis, which is throwing him for a loop. Because here you see that who's ascribing to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Rabbi Shuba Levi, the Chachamim disagree. There's Divrei Yachid, V'Rabbanan, Chalukin Olav. And now the Shaila is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? The Chachamim don't seem to be dashing Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. They say, Kaiser heard all ten. Velonis bare sham from that nevish, it's unclear, im heim chalukim ala kol gamri. Are the Chachamim totally disagreeing with Shuga Levi? Klomar, al midrasho shrab simloi asmo. No, it's on Rab Simloi's nevish. So, omar tayag mitzvahs nitnu lo moshe b'sinai. No, if the Chachamim don't accept that masorah of tayag. Oh, shehu masores biyada. No, there's such a notion of a masorah of tayag. V'hakol modim shekachu schum ha-mitzvahs. Everyone agrees that there's a number 613. Shegam sham b'medrash chazis, if you look in throughout the medrash shir ha-shirim, hizkiru ha-schum ha-zeh ponim rabos. So what is he saying? Maybe the Chacham don't disagree with tayag, it's just that they don't accept the remez of Torah Tzivah on emotion, but the remez of tayag, so therefore that couldn't be a hint of tayag, because the Ma'isakai so heard all 10. Okay, but tayag, whoa, don't mess with tayag. Everyone agrees with tayag. The masoros of tayag. That's the so here we can still push back and say it is a ma'isakai, because even the Medrash Shir Hashim has it all over the place.
Isn't it weird that they didn't come in Makkos and said,
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's go right there. Let's see. So we're going to go. This whole piece is all connected. Okay. Umepnei hispashtus hacheshbon hazeh sham. So now the Ramban, you see, after his skepticism, you see, what's beautiful about the Ramban and many things is that the Ramban gives you a window into his process of learning. It's not just, you know, sometimes you see a Rishon, they basically work it all out, and they'll give you the bottom line, and good, fine, there's what to say, it's what to grow from. Ramban, is like very multifaceted. He gives you in the Chumashin, it's the Chidushin, here, many possibilities. And, you have to have patience, He takes you one way, and then hits a dead end, okay? So he takes another way, and then he finds somewhere in the middle that he ultimately is settling on. Chumash too, v'anochem be'enai, he brings pshatim, v'anochem be'enai, after everything, this is what I think. It's never like a straight path. It's he's exploring together. He takes you by the hand and leads you. So now he says as follows: because of how ubiquitous is this cheshbon tayag, sham, meaning in Medrash Shir Hashirim, ubechol makom, and wherever, so many places, nomar. So now we're going to go on record and say as follows: shehu masur biyadam mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so now the Ramban, after everything, does come around to say there is a tradition about tayag. So what about the issues that we raised before? Rabbi Shmuel holds a number of cases that there's a reshus and Rekiv says mitzvah. We had Rabbi Yehuda Shimon disagreeing about cases. I mean, why doesn't the Gemara go down that path and say, no, enter into the Shakim Atariya, another dimension. So what is he going to do with Taryag, and what's he going to do with what he adds for Taryag, and he can't add it because he has his Taryag already. Where is all that? Why doesn't that play out in the Gemara? So he says, I'll tell you why. The Imkozeh, Einam Nimnaim, these Tanayim don't feel that they have to be restrained in taking an opinion, taking a position on something because of the Taryag beer that's over them. What about Taryag? You're going to mess with Taryag. He says, "Imkos the einam nimnaim mimachlu koseyim from debating about a particular local issue. This mitzvah, that mitzvah reshus, the mitzvah min hamitzvus shezayom reshus shezayom achova. I don't have to be inhibited from learning up whether I think something is mitzvah achova based on the tayag concern. Why? Ki yodea. Listen carefully. What we're saying here. Ki yodea haomer reshus. He has enough confidence in the masorah that will work itself out." Kiyodeya ha'omer reshus. The one who says reshus on a given situation knows well sheyesh mitzvah mimale'as hacheshbon. It doesn't have to be my job to figure that out. That will work itself out. I don't have to, in my shakir v'tayir with you, in my debate about lo yitama or go adam v'tseach mitzvah reshus, whatever it might be, the goyim karachiv, I don't have to. Don't bring into the arena of our debate, what about Taryag? It's a question that is not relevant for us right now. What will be, Taryag will take care of itself. There will be other mitzvahs that will fill in. That's the nature of our machlokes is something different. He says, therefore, I don't have to be restrained. I know there will be mitzvahs that will fill the cheshbon. Velo yakpidu b'gemara, neither does a gemara have to get involved. Lisho aleha, v'limnosa, nipnei omek ha'inyin. The Rihuka, because it's a very vast inyan. and it's very hard to grasp. She yivaru kol haTorah. Can you imagine in the middle of a Shaka V'Tayra about a particular Indian, we have to suddenly go off on a sidetrack, which is going to take us, you know, into a minefield and a, you know, a quicksand, basically trying to go through now, you know, the call, scan call to Kula and figure out, no, it's what's going to be with this and this and this, and what you can do about that. It's something beyond. It's not worth the effort. She yivaru niti omekain v'richuka, she yivaru koator v'yimlu mitzvaseha, kimo sha'amu b'davar nakam, is something even lighter than this, Gemara and Kiddushin, interesting Gemara quotes, the nasi sefer tov v'nivne. Count? Gemara says certain things are considered to be the middle of the Torah, and osios and tsukim, so being a sefer Torah and count, lo peki'inan, we're not baki. So usually people learn, we're not baki chaseres b'yaseres. Ramban learns, mistam a different pshat than everybody else. We're not baki. It means that we're not, you know, we're not going to go there. We're not going there. Avo minastam yismuchu al zeh aminyan ki yom kubu biyadim. But l'maisa, we rely on it. That was, in other words, at the end of all the discussion, the Ramban is willing to go on record and say there is a Kabbalah of Tayagnes. Does it have to be rooted in Torah Tzivah and Moshe? Absolutely not. V'haraya, the Medrash Chazis. Aval bal ha'alochus atzal, the Bahag, Savor, Shezua Memra, the Kol Kayotziba, this statement of Simwai and everything like it, the Misbazeh, Tafsu Becheshbonam. Now he's going to start getting soon to the Bahag, so he's already giving it to you now. For the Bahag, what gets included in Taryag? Remember, what was the whole Shoresh Rishon of the Ramban? This is the Ramban. So the Rambam couldn't tolerate it. Taryag Mis Nemosh Misinai. Don't forget, the Ramban has already successfully neutralized the Lashon of Rabbi Simlai. Soon we'll get even more details in the Lashon, the Sinai. But Rabbi Simlai said something. At the end of the day, we might all agree to Taryag, but it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, exactly the version Rabbi Simlai said it, certainly not the way Rabbi Hamnuna said it. So there's a Kabbalah of Taryag. Who's to say that Taryag doesn't include Drabbanans? Practicing Jews observe Taryag mitzvahs. Okay, Dereisus Rabbanan, it's all good. So the Baal HaLachus has no problem counting the Rabbanans. He's sort of getting to now. He's going to get more into this. Baal HaLachus, Sova, Shezua, Memra, and anything like it, in this number, tops, they're grabbed in this number, Kol HaMitzvot HaNoagos B'Yisrael L'Doros. Whatever exists for Kai Yisrael for generations. V'asu Hem Simin, they made a nice remez. K'minyan Yibarav Shaladam, that's the 248, or K'minyan Yilos HaChama, 365. Rabbi Simlai's intention was only in order to get to what he said further in his statement. As the Gemara continues in Makis Chav Dalet, that what he said further, that it started with Taryag, Ba David, and Midan Alachas Esrei, Ba Yishaya, Midan Al Sheish, Ba Chavakuk, at the end of the whole list, Midan Alachas. You all know the Gemara, right? The Gemara says it starts with Taryag, but you can capture it. Different personalities came later in Tanakh, and they found ways to capture the essence of all Taryag with, you know, in a nutshell. So the point of some way was to get the ball rolling. There's Taryag, but it wasn't like, stop here. Except Taryag, and it gets reduced, so to speak. You can capture the essence of it with, but what does it mean? It means Kali Yisrael is no like mitzvahs, and if you have certain principles, you can access all the mitzvahs for that. The Chen Rav Hamnuna, listen, it's interesting. The Chen Rav Hamnuna, Shematza Lo Smach. Rav Hamnuna finds a support to Taryag. And what was his Lashon? Maikra. Torah Tzivah and Moshe. So Rabban is interesting. You got a Klolim and Shas you pick up, incidentally. Shematza Lo Smach, Maikra, Eino Ela Asmachta, the Remez B'Alma. Torah Tzivah and Moshe is not Asmachta, it's a Remez. V'habi Tzukim Milvadzeh. Torah, the Einaboyim Bechesh Benosios. Torah is written, who knows how many times in Tanakh, Torah in Chumash. We're not darshaning Gematria of Torah over there. The Inyan is Gazer, the Kamakomish B'Talmud, Nemar Alkala Hasmachtos, the Inyanim Shem Devi Sofin. You find the Lashon Maikra a lot of times on Yandra Bonan. Ushonim Hashogar B'Ramazim Huzeh, Maikra. A remez, not a drasha. Not a drush, a remez. The al ha'ikarim, something which is more of an ikar, o min shenemar, o minolon, o minohanimili. doesn't say either of those words. Not if Rabbi Samoy was coming to tell you, listen carefully, I have a big inyan to tell you. Tayag mitzvahs namos b'sinai. And now I'm going to darshan it. Because I have no mic, so you should say, minoham mili. No, mikra. Mikra is a lashon of a remes. Yeah.
Doesn't use
this is a good kasha in any case. This is a good kasha. Your Shimon talked about this. It's a very big kasha. Chora within the minyan of mitzvahs, in the first two, you have more than two. So what did he answer? It's a very big. Okay, what did he discuss this? No, it's a very, it's a good kasha.
He answered with mashchachol.
What is mashchachol?
He said that we didn't hear the we didn't hear Anochi Hashem lo yelach, but we experienced it. And he said it's the shitas with more than luchim. But since we didn't actually directly hear it, we just experienced the emes of a kadosh baruch.
Therefore, counts as two.
Therefore, it only counts as two, not four.
Because what we didn't really understand didn't enter.
From
so only the part of the mitzvah that.
Really
what? Look in the mitzvahs, you see, the Ram counts. Until you get to Sifa, you have more than two mitzvahs. Okay.
But the fact that he asked the
Kashi,
that he's taking
from. Even if it's a Remez, it has to be. Yeah, the Rambam, see, this is the Ramban here. The Rambam took it more like a real Indian, you know, it's Torah Tzivul and Moshe. The Ramban is, even though the Ramban does accept that there's a Masorah of Taryag, he's basically, you know, reducing the impact of this Gemara in Makis. It's, you know, the Rambam Nun is only a Remez, and so on. So take a look. The lashon of Mikra. The person himself says the statement doesn't say Mikra. Chacham acher acharav. Some other chacham comes afterwards. Mashmich adav lekra. Rov devrayim yaviu b'lehem b'lashon Mikra. Psuki Kabbalah. Usually they're psukim from Tanakh, from Nach. Umehem min haTorah l'smach. He brings an example. Kmo shamu b'gemar Sanhedrin echelek. Amar Yitzchak. Ein ben David ba. Mashiach will not come until the governments all become full of heresy. That's the Gemara. Yeah, we can see how that these things can be were fulfilled and are being fulfilled. Al kopanin, Amar Avina, Maikra, Ku hafach Lavan Tohu. When everything turns the simen tumma of Lavan, that's Tohu. That means Mashiach is here. What is that? Maikra, Remes. V'chein lashon Agada Brus Benami. Ah, so now what about that? We have tayag mitzvahs, she says to Rus. Tav salem kol mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs. So it says tayag mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs. She'ena kavana ela she'amar l'schum ha-mitzvahs kol and they should tifro. She shouldn't go forward. No, if tayag includes drabanans and they weren't started yet, they didn't exist yet, how could they say tayag? It means the Gemara is just putting in the mouth of Rus tayag, because Tayag is what we know, including the Rabbanans. Oh, she yachshavu she'amra la beruach hakodesh afil mitzvah seisidus l'schadish. Or maybe naminu beruach hakodesh mitzvahs that are coming. Kmo she'amru mifakdin atchum Shabbos u'mitzuvah atchum Shabbos. Dehi mitzvah devrayim. It's really not pashut, but the Kiva holds it's the raisa, but he says it's Rabbanan. Vani choshev she'hi tikkun Shlomo u'beisdino mechal erevin. Chiddush of the Ramban. It says Shlomo is metaken erevin. What does erevin mean? So Rashi learns Yerubi Chaseris. The Ramban here is saying it's a Rubei Tchumi. Now, we have only a few minutes, so this is one segment of the Ramban. Basically, the discussion from the very beginning of Asagis until now is, what do we make of this Taryag mitzvah idea, this Gemara in Makis? At the end of the day, it's a Kabbalah, fine, but it can include Rabbanans, and it doesn't have to be taken so literally, and it could be people who are arguing on this, the remnants of Rav Hamnuna. What about the tainus of the Rambam on the Bahad? Now comes, we'll begin, we'll be finished this, but this part, but we'll start now. Now the Ramban is going to lay out the Rambam's kashas and how to defend the Bahad. And then after this section is going to come the section of El Sasser. Those are the three halakim, you might say. And then actually a fourth section is going to come back to answer from specific in Yonim, like Hallel and other things that the Bahad counts, and see why that might count as a Doraisa. You have to have patience. After all this, I'm going to tell you, and I acknowledge, ki harav heishiv abal halachos al abat shuvos yofos mitovos. Who's the Rav? The Rambam. He came out against the Bahad with four strong arguments, strong, good, gesund, ma'oros halavavos, inspiring hearts, umolidos machshavos, provoking thought, la'shelohem einayim pekuchos, vasnayim peshuvos. Nice poetic way of acknowledging what the Rambam had to do against the Bahag. Barishon Amen. Now he summarizes. Barishon Amen. So first the Rambam says, kishiyya lashana Talmud, the lashana Gemara was, the Gemara in Makis, nemru lo lemoshe, eich nomar b'davar shumid rabbanon shu b'chal aminin hazeh. Now, actually, I think there might be a mistake here. What do you have in your versions? Kishiyya lashana Talmud, nemru lo lemoshe, what did the Rambam say, actually? What was the Rambam's kasha? Nemru l'moshe. No, maybe not. Okay, yeah. Could be a work of that. What? The Sinai. Okay. Could be for that. We don't. At this point, it's not from the Gab, but you'll see it will be in the Gab. Look. So it was Nemru l'moshe. So how could you say you could rabbanim? Va'amnam says the Ramban. Bal halachos the Bahag ain't a goyis king. That wasn't his guess. I found his quotation of the Gemara was, Dorsha Bisimlai, Sheish Meos Vishlosha Se Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael. Nitztavu Yisrael. Okay. The Dorman Adoros, whatever generation. But Lashon Hazeh Yichlo Kol Mashin Nitztavu Fi Vid Rabbanan. That Lashon of the Bahag's Girsa can also encompass Rabbanans. Uva Mitzvahs Shol Devreim Anu Mevorachim Asher Ketshar Mitzvahs Betzivano. So Nitztavu. Betzivano. Okay. Okay, so that's number one. Umikom Malkom says the Rabbeinu, a few fiyanu schos yekasav be'an nemru l'moshe misina. Here includes the Sinai. Even if we go with the version that the Rambam had, nemru l'moshe, and we'll add the Sinai, still ain't no davar rachok v'nifla. It's not so beyond the pale. L'havi bechlal to include in this statement of the Gemara that you can include miut mitzvos shel divrayim, that we can include even a minority of mitzvahs ad rabbanan mishlosha taimen. For three reasons, I don't have a problem semantically speaking by saying shlosha esrei mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, nemru l'moshe b'sinai, even though from the list there are mitzvahs rabbanan. Now comes a very interesting thing. Three reasons why it's not a problem, even with the lashon that the Rambam had in the Gemara. Reason number one, ha'echad. You have to start thinking, are these good examples? Are these good rais? Ha'echad. Chazal often, when they speak about inyanim ad rabbanan, they'll use the language ki'i was a deraisa. Ulechazek osam. Oh, the psukei Torah. And to strengthen it by using psukim of Torah, like an smachta. Kimosha amru. Again, we're going to start taking a tour of all kinds of mekoros here. Marosh Hashanah. Mipneima amr Torah. Why did the Torah say nischu mayim b'chag, to pour water libations on sukkis? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Mayim Fanei Bechag, Kadesh Yisparuch Hu Lichem Gishmei Shana. So that you'll have good rain during the year. The Imru Lufanai Rosh Hashanah Malchiyo, Sechonis V'Shofos, beside the Pesukim of Machzon V'Shofos, and so on. V'Adav Yadu HaBigmar, She'en El Mid Rabbanah. And yet we know these things are Rabbanah. Which things are Rabbanah? He quoted here two Amr Torahs. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Fanei Mayim Bechag, and then Imru Lufanai Malchiyo. What does he mean? Hadav yadu ad rabbanan. Nisach ha-mayim? Chayr nisach ha-mayim? It's the raisa. It's a shayla how you know it. Lach mosh v'sinai, or remez nem yud mem. But chayr is a doraisa. Okay, the question yud gimel midas, that's the in Shorash Sheni. But I would say simply, I say the Ramban's rai is not from nisach ha-mayim. He's saying, you see, the Rabbanan will use Lashon of the Torah on Inyan Rabbanan. He means, but by the Amriyas HaPsukim, that would be the Rabbanan. That's clearly the Rabbanan. Yeah. For Od Sham, you see for next example, the Sham, Od, in Eino Tokeh L'Malchis, Lama Maskir. If he's not going to blow in Malchios, Lama Maskir, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui and Rabbi Kiva argue about how they fold Malchios together in the Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's put together with the bracha about the kadosh, melcha kadosh, that's for Yochanan ben Nuri, or it's folded like we do, like Rikiva, within the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Either way, the tekiyas are after Kedushas Hayom. So the question was posed for Yochanan ben Nuri, if you're not maskir, in eino tokeh l'malchis, lama hu maskir? In other words, why are you mentioning if you're not blowing there? You're blowing later. The Gemara says, "Why mean Rahman Amma Itkar?" The Gemara says that the Gemara explains what he really means to ask. But meanwhile, the Torah says, "Mean the Torah." Lamo Maskir. He's not blowing. Why is he masking? He's masking. The Torah says to mask it. The Torah. It's not true. It's only the Rabban to say the Psukim. Bapi Shem Drabban below Suffolk. So it's clear the Rabban was talking never about Nisach HaMayim. And here too, it's all from the Amiras Malchius. Umifurish Amma, another Gemara by Malchius. Hochin and Malkam Shetokin, Bein Hochin and Malkam Shemvorachin. The Gemara says if you have a choice, you can go to one shul where they blow shofar, but they don't say Psukim of Malchius, opens the shofaros. You have another shul that says Psukim, but doesn't do Tekiah, doesn't have a shofar. Where do you go? You go to the place that the Tekiah. The Gemara says, obviously, Pshita, Hadaraisa, Hadraban, Hadaraisa. So what do you see again? That the Psukim of Mount Joseph the Rabbana. The Chain Amru Od. Okay. So number one, you could use the Lashon of Nem Mosh Mishina even Rabbanas, because the Rabbanan a lot of times attribute what they said to the Chacham, so the Lashon is not so bad. Vashenis, number two, Kiminek HaChachamim B'Talmud. Now this is an interesting raya, that you can justify using Lashon Nem Mosh Mishina on Rabbanas, even though, right, there are a few Rabbanas in the list. The minute of the Chachamim in the Gemara and in the Torah and the Nevi'im, Cain, Shelo Yachushu Lohotzi Dover Echad Min HaKral, the Yidabu Al Arov. They're not going to say except. They use a rule which really is only valid for the majority of what's listed, even though there are things that if you were a purist about it, that would not fit the heading that you began with. Kin Shekasuf, your examples. Eile b'nei Yaakov asher yu al bo b'fadan arov. Where's this pasuk? Parashas Vayishlach. It just has a list of the children of Yaakov. What's the problem here? Shayud Padan Aram. Who was born in Padan Aram? Who was not? Padan Aram, he was with Lava. Who was born in Padan Aram? Everybody except for Binyamin. And here it has the list in Vayishlach of all the children, including Binyamin, and says, either children are born in Padan Aram. Vinechasha Binyamin, below Noah in Padan Aram. Rakal Rogi Dada. The heading speaks about majority. V'chein, ko nefesh abor lo Yaakov mitzvayim meshivin. It's a little bit, he's combining two psukim really, but he's, what do you see there? V'nefayim menashe lo bo lo Yaakov mitzvayim. Gam Yosef shamhaya. They didn't come down to Mitzrayim. Again, if you want to be, we're not going to do it. If you look at the psukim, there are ways around these kashas, these rayas. Each of these psukim that he brings is a raya. His point is, it's not really everybody, but we're using it for everybody. V'chein, eilo b'nei oda v'amolek eino b'na. Ego b'nei Adva. And it's a Malek. It could be that's because he's a grandson, but Rabban says, Alaro. Okay, Moshe, another example. Moshe b'nei Yisrael sheyosh Mitzrayim. The amount of time b'nei Yisrael were Mitzrayim, how many years? Shloshim shana v'abmiyos shana. How does that go back? 430 goes back to what? The Haim, me'eis golos Avram, the Eretz Canaan, the Pama Rishona. Avram, what do you mean Pama Rishona? Who knows what he means here? Avram went to Eretz Canaan, how old was he? So if you're going to begin a Lechicha, how old was he when he left to go? He was 75. What does the Ramban mean, Pama Rishona? The problem is as follows. Later in the parasha, you get to Bishvin of Surin. And according to Chazal, the tradition, that Avram was 70 at Bishvin of Surin. That's why you can count 430 from Bishvin of Surin to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because he was, right, it was 400 years from the birth of Yitzchak when Avram was 100. So now 430 goes back to Avram being 70. So the Medrash Seder Olam says that Avram first went when he was 70, then he went back to Chara, and then went back again. That's the beginning of Lecha. So it's Imuk Demulcha. So Rabban is very bekitzer here. And Rabban Chumash quotes the Seder Olam as well. So the Rabban is saying, so what does it mean now in the Pasuk? Umosha b'nei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. I understand the Kigeya Zaracha Be'eretz Golahem. Habameis Shana, the Eretz Golahem can include from the birth of Yitzchak, Eretz Canaan as well. It wasn't theirs. Said. But how can you justify this pasuk? Umosha b'nei Yisrael, that they were in Mitzrayim 430 years. So the Moshe b'nei Yisrael means Avram already is part of the b'nei Yisrael that were in Golus from the time he first went the Pama Rishona. But the pasuk says Asher Yashu b'Mitzrayim. The answer is most of the years, or a good part of the years, you know, 210 out of 430 is a little less than, right? It's a little less than half, right? Yeah, it's a little less than half. Let's see. So he says, Behem Eis Golos Avraham Eretz Kanan Bepam Rishon Veomdam Be'Shar Ratzos Rak Rov Hamosha Be'Eretz Mitzrayim Haya. Rov Hamosha. Okay. Avram, yeah, but Rov Hamosha would be Eretz Mitzrayim because Avram went to Mitzrayim, but that was only 3 months. Yeah, that wouldn't count. That wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. It's still less than half. Okay, I don't know what to do about the Rov. Rov means a lot. Okay, just another 2 lines. Then we'll leave. We'll start by the Behine. Okay, Behine. Now the Chaim says for Ezra, Beminyan Shamar Katsa Beolim Oli Gola Yakumu Rashi Avos Yehuda Binyamin Ksiv Oli Yeshuva Yisraelim Yehuda Ish Leiro Vemone Sham Yehuda Binyamin Ukanim Uvim and Asinim Ubnei Avdi Shlomo. All the different categories of Yichus. Because of so what do you see? It mentions the names, but it's what? It's not. It's counting only some, and it's really more than them, and it's. Again, it's using one heading for everything. Because of Achim, Misparim, Koach, Kol, Ke'echad, Abba, Riva, Alafim, Shosh, Beros, Shishim, Vishon, Seyed, Olam, Befrat, Einam, Elu, Shoshim, Elef, Shnayim, Eser, Elef, Hechen, and Elu, Sha'olam, Mishar, Shvatim. V'nei lochash, Shashar, Kosov, Laskiran, Mumiyutam. It only mentions certain Shvatim and not others. Mumiyutam, Mikol, Shev, Nisbechu, Lo, Ela. Uvdivich, Hachamim, Rabos, V'talmud. I want you to, if you can, between now and next year, it'll be Wednesday, the next couple of them we should really think about is very intriguing. Mitzvahs that clearly seem to have been given after Sinai, the Koshesh, Noslavchad, and even mitzvahs that Rabban assumes were giving to Aaron, and still never Moshe Mitzinai. So he's start nitpicking here, and he's going to say it's all the same Yisod. That Chazal say, Moshe Mitzinai, and really, there were mitzvahs after Sinai, the mitzvahs that were given to Aaron. It's all part of the same point that he's probably saying in defense of the Bahad. All right, so Mr. Shem will be Mamshech on Wednesday, and we'll be back.